Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for September the 10th, 2015. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Springer. Wallinger.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is responsibility of the board to interpret zoning ordinances as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to vote on the issue at this meeting. Could I have a motion to approve the minutes from the August 13th meeting?
So moved. Second.
Roll call, Lisa.
Falk.
Yes.
Gallagher.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes.
Wallinger.
Yes. We have one item on the agenda this evening. It's case number 15-067 at 5680 Short Street, an A2 district, a request for a variance to allow a 5-foot-high fence in a required front yard submitted by John Ehlers. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The site is located off of Monk's Road. It can be accessed either off of Crow Creek going down Monk's onto Short, or it can be also accessed off of Valley Drive Monk's to Short Street. The site involves the lot that is highlighted in white with the arrow pointing to it. The applicant would like to place a 5-foot-high fence surrounding the rear yard. This rear yard is adjacent to a private street, that being North Street, and by code requires a variance to be allowed. Both Short Street and North Streets are private roads, and at some portions of North Street, there are homes that front onto the street. Therefore, the front yard setback requirement kicks in. And because this is a A2 district, that would require a 40-foot setback for anything higher than a 5-foot fence, both from North Street and from Short Street. North Street, in this particular area of this lot, is an unpaved private roadway. This was originally platted back in 1965. In this area, it's semi-dirt, semi-gravel. It's become overgrown, and some areas actually retain water almost constantly, to the point that one area has become a small frog pond if you walk back into there. The private roadway does not meet any city standards, either for the roadway or pavement widths. North Street is 30 feet wide to the west of here. However, at this lot and on the east side, as we're portraying in the pictures before you, it's only 20 feet wide. City standards for a roadway in a residential area is a 52-foot wide right-of-way with 31 feet of pavement, so this could never meet any of the standards, even for a residential street in the city. There are areas in the original parts of the city that have alleyways that are approximately this type of a width. However, those roadways are hard surface paved and have much more accessibility than is this. In those areas of the city, this request would be allowed because that would not be considered a front yard setback issue. It would be considered a rear yard. When evaluating everything throughout this analysis, staff feels that North Street in the area of this lot more resembles an alley than it does a city street, and the request is for a fence 1 foot higher than would be allowed. I believe that summarizes it. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this, item? Would you like to go back to the podium, sir, and state your name and address?
John Ehlers, 5680 Short Street. So I'm here in behalf of myself, so I do vote in favor for it. So what was that?
You have anything else to say, sir?
No, other than I need to go through this process in order to have it happen, and so that's why I'm here. So
okay. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this?
And staff did not receive any opposition, either in writing or phone calls to this either.
Is there any questions from the board?
No.
Or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve case 15-067 at 5680 Short Street as applied for.
Second.
And a motion and a second. Would you call the roll?
Falk?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Falk.
Yes. Case number 15-067 at 5680 Short Street has been approved. Thank you, sir. Is there anything else, John, you'd like to discuss?
I've been sending you some emails regarding garage square footage. We've done some research on what other communities are doing. I believe our next step is going to be to actually call in some of the builders. I think we're going to select those that have been before you the most. Obviously, they're the ones running into the problems the most, and get some of their feedback. Then we'll combine all of the different things that I've already sent you along with their comments, and perhaps next month ask you if you have a recommendation for us. If you do have any questions about any of the items that I've sent you so far, I'd be glad to answer any questions about that as well.
Is staff going to make a recommendation to us?
Well, I should further explain. We've had our first meeting for the ordinance revision that is coming hand in hand with now the adoption of the new comprehensive plan. The board's representative is Bryce Johnson's representing the board on that committee. So yes, you're the ones who have to deal with this, and you've had quite a bit of direction that you've given us, and we're trying to work in those directions. From what I've sent you so far, I think there are some cities that seem to be leaning more towards what you have told us as staff that you'd like to see for garages, so we'll try to be refining a recommendation for you.
What size is a normal two, when people have four garages on their place, what's the normal size of those, John?
When people have how many garages?
Two.
A two-car garage?
Two-car garages.
Like a two-car garage?
Like, yeah, two of them, like we have approved. I've seen some four-car.
A tight two-car garage, I'd say, is 24 by 20.
Maybe even bigger.
That's pretty tight.
That's tight.
Yeah, that's a two-car
right.
garage. You would not right. be able to get much more in than two cars.
24 by 24, it's 576 square feet. So
yes.
If you built two of those, you'd be over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And what they're going towards now, I mean, we've been seeing some that are like three-car plus storage, you know, that type of thing. And I really kind of liked the one, the Ames formula, where, you know, we've run into the situation where they go over their limit, but the house looks the same from the outside no matter what. There's, you know, a double and a single garage door, and then, you know, they just have it extra deep or something for extra storage. All they would have to do is put a curb there and they'd be in conformance. You know, they're not storing it. It just doesn't change the exterior look.
To remind you what I sent to you, the Ames theory, and this is the Reader's Digest version, I don't have it in front of me, they look for attached more at the regulating the door sizes rather than what's behind the door sizes. So the curb appeal, it looks primarily like a house and not primarily like a garage.
Right.
I do have a question about that. It says that the Ames, you know, it's 27 linear feet. With garage door is not, the garage door is less than 8 foot or not counted in the formula. So it sounds to me like you could have 7 or 8 7-foot garage doors in a row, and that would work.
We're close to that with what we do right now. If you put a 6-foot door on either a detached or attached structure, we don't consider that a garage door because you can't get a standard vehicle through it. But you could get a riding lawnmower through it. You could get a golf cart through it. I think that's the route they're going. Now, what that number is, whether you think it should be 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, that's what we're going to be asking you.
That's it. You could put a row of sports cars in 7 foot doors. You know, it's not just a golf cart that you're talking about. So I just think that the Ames one would probably need a little more refinement. For this market.
I agree.
Because that still leaves you some real room for what I would consider to be abuse.
And perhaps right, you just keep it whatever that linear footage is that you want, and anything other than a man door would have to come before you for a variance.
So it could come before the Board of Adjustment for review if it were larger than the 900 square feet it estimates here.
Well, the Ames, again, is more regulating the door
size
than it is what's behind the door.
Okay. Right, so therefore you could have something that could be equivalent to a five-car garage in square footage, but it's still from the exterior because it would come in under the 27 linear feet or whatever we determine for our code it should be. It would still look like a three-car garage from the outside.
Okay. And I'll be honest with you, the one we're still struggling with is the detached, what we want to do. So we're going to do some more research on that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank I believe that's it.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, sir.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We adjourn.